This podcast is brought to you by Audible. Have you been wanting to read more, but don't seem to have the time? Well, with Audible, you can read your books without having to find the extra time in your busy schedule. Stuck in traffic on your way home from work? Why not marathon the Harry Potter books? In the gym and want to learn about the First Lady? Well, you can listen to Becoming Michelle Obama while doing leg day. And if you go to audibletrial.com/cultivate, you get a month free of Audible. That includes one credit that you can trade in for any audiobook of your choice, access to thousands of audiobooks free to listen to with your account, and best of all, you have access to all of your favorite podcasts in the app as well. So be sure to go to my link, audibletrial.com/cultivate. That's C-U-L-T-I-V, the number 8, to sign up for a free month of Audible and start reading today. Thank you, Audible, for supporting the show. What is up, Fred? I am back. I have risen. My name is Josh Shell, host of the Let's Start a Cult podcast, and I am so, so happy to be back in action. I want to thank everyone for sticking around and sharing the podcast. Even without new episodes, this past month has been crazy for download numbers, and I appreciate all the love and support that you guys have shown. Now, with all that sentimental stuff out of the way, I'd like to start off the podcast letting you know this episode will be a little different. There are no guests this week, though I have some amazing guests lined up that I am excited for. I'm sure you guys will love them as much as I do. Now, this episode will be a solo endeavor into the recent news story that involves a cult. I want to do more of these types of episodes as cults are still very present in today's society, and I think that it's important to shed some light on those news stories. I haven't decided on what to call these episodes yet, though now that I think about it, the time this episode comes out, I will have decided on a title. So this explanation is redundant. So I will begin to awkwardly transition into the episode now. In early May 2021, a man walked into a Colorado police station and reported a dead body in his own home. Police, not wasting any time, were dispatched to the scene of the crime and found what can only be described as an Egyptian Christmas sleepover gone terribly wrong. Inside a home near Creestone, Colorado, like, quote, some kind of shrine, unquote, wrapped in a sleeping bag and Christmas lights was a mummified body of Leah Amy Carlson, leader of the Love Has One cult. That's right, I said a woman was found mummified, wrapped in a sleeping bag and Christmas lights. And to top it all off, she had glitter around her eye sockets. I say eye sockets because they scoop people's eyes out when they're being mummified. And I'm sorry to everyone who's eating out there. Anyway, you're probably wondering who the hell is this woman and how does a group named Love Has One end up mummifying people? Well, let's jump into it. Amy Carlson grew up in Dallas, Texas, and was by all accounts a straight-A student in school. Carlson's parents divorced when she was a child, and she went to live with her father. After a few years, she moved back with her mother and stepfather. She was very involved in extracurricular activities, including the school choir, where she was said to have a lovely singing voice. She eventually became a manager at McDonald's and had three children with three different fathers. You know, everything seemed pretty normal. I mean, that's a lot of different guys and different kids, but I mean, 70% discount for McDonald's. Hell yes, get those nuggets. It wasn't until around the mid-2000s that Amy began to fall down the rabbit hole. It was around this time she started going on to online chat rooms and forums to discuss faith with other people. This led her into the world of the New Age movement and believing herself to be Mother God. Which, you know, it's going in a bad direction when she already is beginning to refer to herself as God. It's textbook cult stuff. We've talked about this. Amy abandoned her family, leaving them to start a life with the individuals she met online. Her oldest son, Cole, remembers them getting ready to travel to Houston to spend Christmas with their mom when he found out that she was leaving them to move to Colorado. Her family did try to intervene, even eventually reaching out to Dr. Phil later on, which we will come back to. But their attempts fell short, and Amy left forever. When Amy, along with the other members, made it to Colorado, they began to build out their group's beliefs. It was a very fluid belief system and incorporated New Age spiritualism, mainstream Abrahamic religion, and some mythic beliefs, including Mount Shasta in California, and the Lemuran civilization of advanced beings that people claim to live in the mountains. So, a lot going on there, but that's not where it stops. Amy not only believed herself to be Mother God, so actual, like the embodiment of God, she also believed to have been reincarnated 534 times and had existed for over 19 billion years. Now, just give me a quick second. Let me check something. How old is the universe? Ah, so interestingly enough, she is older than the universe itself, as it is only around 13.8 billion years old. So I guess she was just floating around in space for, not even space, in a void of nothing for four billion years. Now, I mentioned she had been reincarnated 534 times. Here are some of the noted incarnations in order of importance, from most to least importance. Don't at me. Marilyn Monroe, Joan of Arc, Cleopatra, and Jesus Christ. Marilyn Monroe is an icon, and Jesus would agree. On top of those notable names, the group also believed that she is somehow the daughter of President Donald Trump, because why not? I can't go one episode without mentioning this goddamn... He's not even the president anymore, God damn it. One of the other main beliefs that the group held was that Amy, or Mother God, would lead 144,000 of her most faithful followers into the fifth dimension. Why 144,000? Why the fifth dimension? Who knows? Maybe the fourth dimension is just boring and they had to spice it up adding another extra dimension. All of this is all fun and games, and I know you're wondering, when is the bad stuff coming? When does this story go from wacky hippies to oppressive cult leaders? And first of all, how dare you not enjoy the wacky hippie stuff? It's not every day someone claims to be Jesus, Donald Trump's daughter. Oh, and I forgot to mention the living embodiment of Earth, like the planet. Like, how can you not enjoy this insanity? Like, it's just, it's on a whole nother level. But the Love Has Won cult wasn't all about, well, love. In January 2009, the group began creating propaganda videos spreading their delusions on a little-known website called YouTube. How do I know it was January 2009? Because the channel is still up on YouTube. Named 5D Full Disclosure Now, it is a channel filled with thousands and thousands of live stream videos depicting some crazy-ass shit. On many of the live streams, you see Amy in a drunken rage screaming obscenities, either at other members of the group, or just screaming for fun. For example, in this clip, one of the members brings her meatballs instead of chicken parmesan for dinner, and she, well, she kind of loses it.
I didn't say meatballs. I love meatballs. But I didn't fucking say that! Chicken parmesan!
What animal turns down meatballs? I mean, I love chicken parmesan, but goddamn, I would be just as happy to have meatballs for dinner. I kid, of course, but the clip is a good glimpse into how she treated those beneath her in the group. Many ex-members talked about how she would verbally abuse them and demand members be awake at 5 a.m. with no excuse for sleeping in, which kept many of them sleep-deprived, some believing to keep them in a vulnerable state to keep them under her control. I don't know if I buy that, but it's worth mentioning. In another clip, we see her holding a screaming child, and when the child refuses to stop screaming, she annoyingly says, "That's enough," and hands her to one of the members, who promptly locks her in a closet for over 4 minutes. Yeah, so I forgot to mention there are kids living in this house, and when kids get involved in cults, that's when it gets not fun anymore, because if you're an adult and you make the decision to go live in a cult, I mean, you're going through some other stuff and this is your Hail Mary to make things better, but getting kids involved is just kind of fucked up. They shouldn't have to go through this just because their parents are not in the right mind state, but I digress. So there is a track record of child abuse within the home as well. There are many other clips of her doing terrible things, as well as other members doing terrible things. But for sake of time, and because I didn't want to sit through any more videos of those wackos, I will move on to the next terrible things they did. Scam people of their money, because it wouldn't be a cult if you didn't. They managed to scam people by telling their followers that Mother God has the power to perform etheric surgeries. For a fee, of course. Mother, along with her surgical team, would perform these miracle surgeries through the internet. She claimed to have healed over hundreds of thousands of sick and dying people. When I read this, I was curious who her surgical team was, because as I stated before, she was a manager at McDonald's with no training and none of the other cult members I could find were doctors. Not to say that there weren't, but I couldn't see any that were. So I looked into it, and I found out that her crack team of doctors were none other than Saint Germain, who is said to have been a legendary spiritual master in the 1700s, so a dead guy, and Robin fucking Williams. Yeah, that's right. She's using legend and comedy Saint Robin Williams to rip people off. I'm sure some people throughout this episode were getting mad at me for, you know, tearing into a dead girl so quickly after her death, but I mean, fuck her. She used dead people to steal money from sick people. I think I'm in the right to tell everyone what a piece of shit she was. That is just a whole nother level. Like, how do you think of this grift? Like, I can't fathom the thought process of being like, Robin Williams works for me now after he dies. Like, that's just kind of disgusting. So with all of these scandals and people leaving the cult, Amy's family reached out to the one and only person that can help in a situation like this. Dr. Phil. In September 2020, Love is One was featured on an episode of Dr. Phil, where her followers, family, and ex-members all sat in to try and help Amy. I don't want to show any of it on the podcast because Dr. Phil scares me. I feel like instead of suing me or claiming my video, he'll just creepily caress his mustache and tell me he's disappointed in me. Anyway, the show obviously didn't go well since she was found a year later mummified. In police reports, they state that she had been dead for at least 4 weeks before it was reported. According to the man that reported the body, some of the members transported her dead body from California all the way to his residence in Colorado. When he learned that she was dead and mummified, he tried to leave, but the members wouldn't let him go right away. So they proceeded to live with this dead body for weeks in the same house. Like, that's just absolutely disgusting. And there's still kids in this house. So keep that in mind. They are forcing kids to live. I believe they're forcing kids to live in the house with this dead body. So just a whole nother level of insanity. Seven of the members were thankfully charged with abuse of the corpse and 2 counts of child abuse. It's not clear how she died, as none of the members have been charged with anything related to her death. It's possible she died of health complications. She wasn't doing very well near the end of her life, and getting blackout drunk nearly every day is probably not good for you. As for now, thankfully the Facebook page and website have been taken down, so at least they aren't able to spread their propaganda that way. However, their YouTube channel is still up, as stated before, though I believe the original name of the channel might have been Love is One. The current name is 5D Full Disclosure, as I said earlier. And to top it all off, they are still doing daily live streams. Just today, they have uploaded 7 videos. Even though their mother God has passed into the 5th dimension, the grift must continue. Thank you everyone for joining me this week. I hope you enjoyed this little newsy type episode. I'm hoping to start trying out different types of content like this going forward, so let me know if you liked it. If you don't worry, we will have the regular content coming out in 2 weeks. I have a very fun episode scheduled with great guests, so look out for that one. If you want to keep up to date with what's happening on the podcast, join our Facebook page at facebook.com/letsstartacultpod. Or on Twitter or Instagram at @let's_cult. Or by signing up to our newsletter on our website, letsstartacultpodcast.com. Again, Fred, thank you very much for your patience for the last few months. I look forward to getting back into discussing some fucked up and fun cults here with you soon. And having some amazing guests on as well. So thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.
Greetings, love beings. Welcome to another day in the age of Aquarius, the golden age, in which we truly have entered. We are about to arrive into a new year, 2013, and for some of you, you already have. This is the year we begin the co-creation of the new earth, and this will unfold in the oneness energies.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible. Have you been wanting to read more, but don't seem to have the time? Well, with Audible, you can read your books without having to find the extra time in your busy schedule. Stuck in traffic on your way home from work? Why not marathon the Harry Potter books? In the gym and want to learn about the First Lady? Well, you can listen to Becoming Michelle Obama while doing leg day. And if you go to audibletrial.com/cultivate, you get a month free of Audible. That includes one credit that you can trade in for any audiobook of your choice, access to thousands of audiobooks free to listen to with your account, and best of all, you have access to all of your favorite podcasts in the app as well. So be sure to go to my link, audibletrial.com/cultivate. That's C-U-L-T-I-V, the number 8, to sign up for a free month of Audible and start reading today. Thank you, Audible, for supporting the show.